We left off last week in the end of Peregid Anoshe, Daf Kuf, I think, Kuf Beis Amud Aleph towards the bottom, about five lines from the bottom, I think. The Gemara was discussing the topic of the Issa Eid Menachai. So there were different opinions among the Tanoim, whether the prohibition of Eid Menachai only applies to Behema Tahora, of Tahor, which normally you're allowed to eat, but if you rip off a limb, or a limb gets torn off, that you're not allowed to eat, or perhaps it should even apply to a behemoth tmeya. So we pass can only behemoth tahor. That's where we left off last time. So the Gemara has a chiddush, four lines from the bottom. Omar Rav, I think it's Dav Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Maseches Chulin. So Rav has a chiddush. In order to be considered an aver, we say that a male body has ramach evarim, 248 evarim. So the definition of an aver is you have basa gidin batzomas. So let's say the tip of the pinky, this is one aver. The middle part is another aver. This is another aver. Because each one has a bone, and it has a gid, and has a little basar. So if you have an entire bone, basar, a little bit of basar, a little bit of a gid. The gid, this is per gid anoshe. Gid anoshe is on the leg, so that you're not allowed to eat. But the other gid in the body of the animal's body are mutabachilo. May not taste good, but it's mutabachilo. So this is one eva. This is another eva. There are three. Every finger has three evar. So Rab comes up with a chiddush. Eid menachai, the sachakol, you have to have a kazayis in order to violate the yisur. Completely, in order to get malchus, you have to eat basa gidin vatzomis, and the sum total of everything should be a kazayis. Normally, a bone, even a bone from an elephant, is not treif. An etzem is not. Let's say you eat the horn of a tusk of an elephant, or you eat the hooves of a treifa animal. The atzomis and the karnayim, the bones and the horns and the hooves are not treif. It's only basa is treif. But if you have basa, gid, and etzem together, that's a definition of eid menachai, and you only get malchus if it has a kazayis. Over here, there is no. The tip of the pinky doesn't have a kazayis. So if you have, let's say, a toe of a bird or a toe of an animal that's so small, sach hakol altogether doesn't have a kazayis. And then Rab says he wouldn't be loike because my time achilok see the bay. The Tchumish uses the verb. Here, the top line on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph quotes the pasuk from Chumash Dvarim that prohibits Eid Menachai. Since the verb Achila is mentioned, we have a tradition. So, in order to get Malkus, you have to violate the Yisr in its entirety. You have to eat an Eva that has altogether Kazais. So, the Gemara is going to ask a slew of Kashas. They're going to answer all the kashas that we remain with Rav's shita. It says achila ksiva bay, and it's only called achila if you swallow kazayis. So the first kasha is masiv Rav Rambam. Rav Rambam asked a kasha against Rav from the Mishnah in Taras that was quoted just a few lines before. That's the last thing we learned last week. So the Mishnah says in Taras, ochel ev manachai mimeno, if you ate ev manachai from an oif tomei. The Mishnah assumes that Eva Menachai for a Jewish person only applies to a kosher animal. If the animal is not, if it's an eagle, you can't eat the whole animal anyway. If it's an elephant, if it's a horse, if it's a donkey, you can't eat anything. So there's no prohibition of Eva Menachai by non-Jews, that's what Rambam says, by non-Jews, that they're permitted to eat horse meat and donkey meat and elephant meat. So then the din of Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai is one of the seven mitzvahs, but it even applies to the non-Jews. As far as a non-Jew is concerned, the Yisr Eid Menachai even applies to non-kosher animals. But as far as the Jew is concerned, only applies to kosher animals, where normally you would be allowed to eat it, but the Eid Menachai you're not allowed to eat.
Mohammed for a guide.
In a certain sense, it's Mohammed. Yeah. A few years ago, there's a Ben Noach movement all over the world. There are non-Jews who are interested in America and in India and all over the world. Interested in observing the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach. So every so often they get together with some Rabbanim and they teach him some of the dinim. So they had in the newspapers that this fellow Indiana Jones, he's still around, I don't know. So he used to work on a farm, I think. So he was so appreciative, they told him. He never realized that they're always eating Erev Menachai. He says, on a farm, it's a very common practice that they'll cut off the beitzim of a zachar, and they'll, a live animal, I don't know why they do it, and they'll roast it over a fire, and then they'll eat it. So you never realize that that's an Issa Erev Menachai. They cut off the beitzim of a zachar, and they eat it. So they had in the papers that they were thanking the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael for telling him, and now Mikan Lahaba they know, so they're not going to eat the Erev Menachai.
Where's the bone in the beitzim?
I don't know. I think if you have a tongue also, I think even though there's no bone in the tongue, I think the tongue is an Eiv, if it's an Eiv Sholem. The finger, this part of the finger is not the whole limb. So we don't require the whole finger. If this has a bone, so that's Basagid Matsama, so that's called an ape. But if you have a full organ, then you don't need the bone. I think that's the din. Like Tumas Mace also, I think it's like that. Avim and Ames, usually, let's say a human body, a dead human body, is Metame. Even if you don't have the entire body, just have a Kazayis Basar. But what if you don't have a Kazayis Basar, you have an Avim and Ames? So Avim and Ames is also Metame, even though there's no Kazayis Basar. So Avim and Ames,
a piece of flesh off the animal.
Yeah.
Would that be Avim and Achai?
No, that's Basar and Achai. That's Basar and Achai. Basar and Achai is also prohibited, but you have to eat a Kazayis of Basar. That was the machlokes we had last week. Oh, we didn't have it? There is a machlokes. Oh, we didn't learn it. We didn't learn it yet. Oh, it's tonight. I forgot. It's on Kul Beis Amin Beis. There's a Machlokes of Yechon Mishlokesh. What's the Pasuk for Basar Menachai? Where do we learn it out?
We don't say this is an Isser Kolel because now the non-Jew is also Basar in it?
Yeah, it could be. It is an Isser Moisif. If Ev... Wait a minute, if Eid Menachai is chal on top of non-kosher animal.
Right,
so these Tanoim, Gemara said it's all based on Psukim. So these Tanoim say, no, the Psukim read like this. You're not allowed to eat Eid Menachai from a kosher animal, where normally if you were shechted, you'd be allowed to eat the meat. But if it's Eid Menachai, you're not allowed to eat. But if it's a non-kosher animal, you can't eat the whole thing. So the whole prohibition doesn't apply in the first place. Not because of Einisa Chalalisa. The whole prohibition just doesn't apply to non-kosher animals. If it would have been an issue of Enisa Chalalisa, there would be room to say that it is Enisa Moisif. Because that's going to be the next Gemara is going to talk a lot about. The Perek is going to end with a lot of discussion about Isa Chalalisa. There's going to be a big discussion here.
Did they know of Basar and Basar Menachai too? Did they know of Basar Menachai also?
The Rambam writes that non-Jews are prohibited from eating Basar Menachai. So the Rishonim ask Akasha that it doesn't make any sense, because the Gemara has on the bottom of Kuv Beis Amid Beis, we're still going to read it. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Kuv Beis Amid Beis, there's a machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish, which pasuk tells us anything about, but there is no beferish pasuk about Basar Menachai. Where do you learn it out from? Eid Menachai is the pasuk, Losochel HaNevshim HaBasar. And then there's another pasuk about Trefa, Basar Basar Trefa Losochel. So somehow in between the lines, we read that there's a prohibition of Basar Menachai. Where is it? So that's a machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish, right? Yechon says you read it in between the lines of Basar Basar Trefa Lo Sechelo. That pasuk includes also Basar Menachai. Word Basar means Basar Menachai. And Rish Lakish disagrees. He says, no, the pasuk that says Lo Sechelo Nevshim HaBasar Eid Menachai, so in between the lines of Eid Menachai is included Basar Menachai. So whenever there's a machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish, most of the time we pass on like Rabbi Yechon. The Gemara says there are only three cases where Rish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yechon, and we pass on like Rish Lakish. This is not one of the three. So that's the kasha the Eskan the Ramam. If the prohibition of Basar Menachai is read in between the lines of the pasuk of Trefa, so how can it apply to non-Jews? Non-Jews are permitted to eat Trefa in the Vela. So why should they be prohibited from eating Basar Menachai? That's the kasha the Rishonim ask on the Rambam. So the answer, the Ramban asked that kasha. So the answer, when does the Gemara have a machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish and the bottom of Kuv Beis Amid Beis, which pasuk do you learn it out from? That's only by Jews. Where do you learn out the prohibition of Basar Menachai? But as far as non-Jews are concerned, the Rambam holds that for sure is a branch of the Din of Eid Menachai. It's not subject to this machlokes. Rav Soloveitchik, when we were learning this Gemara, the same Gemara appears in Sanhedrin. Rav Soloveitchik told over that there was a sefer that was printed in Europe, and one of the rabbanim gave a haskama to the sefer. So he writes, "By the big Talmud Chacham, the author of the sefer was." And he paraphrases a pasuk in Navi that speaks about one of the biblical figures who hikas ari hachai b'yom hasholek. He killed a lion. He fought with a live lion on a day that it was snowing, and he succeeded in killing the lion. So no one knows what it means. The Rav writes a haskam for a sefer that the author such tamachom. What is he talking about? So the Gemara has a whole interpretation of a pasuk like that in Navi. So Soloveitchik told us that he must have heard from his father, his grandfather, whatever. What happened was, the Shagas Aryeh was a live lion. His name was Aryeh, a lion. And he was traveling. Shagas Aryeh had Gepravit Golus. So he would travel from city to city. And he was always nizer. He wouldn't eat chorosh. So he'd bring his own pots and pans, that they shouldn't cook the food in their pots, because all the pots had a bliya from chorosh. He had to cook the food in his own pot. So the Shagas Aryeh once got stuck in a village because it started to snow and he couldn't go further. So he spoke in learning to the rabbi of the village. So the rabbi asked him this kasha that the Rishonim asked: how can the Rambam paskin that Basim and Achai is also for non-Jews? If Basim and Achai, we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Basim and Achai is a branch of the din of Trefa, and Trefa doesn't apply to non-Jews. How can Basim and Achai apply to non-Jews? So the Shagas Aryeh didn't know the answer. The Rishonim ask it. The Ramban, another Rishon, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, they all ask that kasha, and they give the same answer. They say that the only time there's a machleg of Yechon and Shlokesh, which pasuk they learn Abbas Malachai, is only by Yisrael, by Bnei Noach. Everyone would agree that it's a branch of the din of Eiv Malachai. But that's the kasha that this Talmud Chochma wrote this sefer. He asked the kasha to the Shagas Aryeh, and it's come to him. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father gave the following, his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, gave the following defense of the Rambam. That the tradition of Eiv Malachai, the Gemara says, is Basa Gidin Batzamas. You have to have a little bit, you have to have a Etzem Shalem, a full bone, a little bit of a Gid, a little bit of Basar, all attached together. So by Bnei Noach, there's no din of Shiurim. The Gemara says, Shiurim, a Kazayis, a Kebetz, all the dinim of Shuma Halacha Moshe Mesinai, and the Rambam writes, Shiurim don't apply to Bnei Noach. So let's say if a Nochri will eat an Eiv Malachai, he'll eat less than a Kazayis. They don't eat Shurim by Bnei Noach. Or let's say by Bar Mitzvah. When does a boy or a girl become Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah? So Gemara says when the boy reaches the age of 13, the girl reaches the ages of 12. So we assume that's also Shurim. So the Rambam says the Shurim don't apply to Bnei Noach. If a non-Jew is intelligent enough at the age of 10 to understand, at the age of 9, he's intelligent enough to understand what the Shevi Mitzvahs B'Noach are all about, so he'll be punished if he violates them. You don't need they don't have a concept of Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah at the age of 12 or 13. So since there are no Shiurim by Bnei Noach, so if a Nochri will eat Basa Menachai, that'll be Achatzi Shia or Evi Menachai. Because the definition of Evi Menachai is Basa Gidin Batzamas. So if the Nochri will eat Basa Menachai, that'll be Achatzi Shia or Evi Menachai. That's why it's awesome. You don't have to figure out how can it be that Basa Menachai, you know, he doesn't need a kazayis, and the Basa Menachai is a chatzi shiur of Eiv Menachai.
It must be like a chatzi malacha, not really a chatzi shiur.
Right. So there's room to dingzach with the teretz. Rabbi Soloveitchik said it over from his father. He thought it was gewaldic. There's room to dingzach. Not everything is a chatzi shiur. Sometimes to use the terminology of the Ragat Shava, sometimes there's a shiur mitztaref, sometimes there's a shiur nekuda. Let's say, how much chazer do you have to eat in order to get malchus? You have to eat a kazayis. If you eat less than a kazayis, it's also chazer. But you have to eat a certain amount. So the shiurim don't apply to bin and erach. But sometimes if the definition of the aver is basa gidin batzamas. So if you only have the basa, you don't have the gidin batzamas. That's like a chatzi malocha, not a chatzi shiur. That's a shiur nekuda. By definition, you don't have an aver unless you have basa gidin batzamas. That's the answer that Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik gave is problematic. But that was the kasha that the Rishonim asked on the Rama. How can the Rama write that Basa Menachai applies to Bnei Noach if the Gemara says on Amid Beis, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that is learned out by reading in between the lines of the Pasuk of Trefa, and Trefa doesn't apply to Nochrim. So why should Basa Menachai apply? Yeah. So again, So Rav came up with this chiddush on the bottom of Kuv Beis Amud Aleph that in order to get malchus for eating Eved Menachai, you need Basa Gidin Vatzamnes, and you also need that altogether should be a kazayis. This is less than a kazayis. The tip of my pinky is less than a kazayis. So you wouldn't get malchus for that. So Rav Amram says, how can you say that? Masi Rav Amram, it says in the Mishnah that we just read from Taris, Ochal Eved Menachai Mimeno, if you eat Eved Menachai from an oiftomi, from an eagle. So the Mishnah says, you don't get malchus, because the prohibition of Eved Menachai, this Mishnah holds, only applies to kosher animals, doesn't apply to non-kosher animals. And then the Mishnah continues, Ve'en shchita mitaharasa, that we learned last week. Usually like this, when a Jew shechts a kosher animal, so b'shchita talya rachman, the Torah says, once you shecht it, so the animal is considered dead. So there's no prohibition of Eved Menachai. When you cut, first you have the kona, then you have the beishet. First the windpipe, then you have the food pipe behind it. So when you cut the kona, the animal is still alive. So should you say that the lungs become Eved Menachai? He just detached the lungs from the whole organism. And then when you continue to cut, you cut the beishet, so now the kishke, the stomach with the kishke becomes detached. Should I say that the kishke becomes an Eved Menachai? So if it's a Jewish person and you did a shechita on a neif tohor, on a behema torah, that's the din of shechita, doesn't become Eved Menachai. So even though by non-Jews the din of shechita is irrelevant, but this is quoted, the Baran Tes is quoted, the Gemara in Daf Lama Gimel, that Niyika Midi, there is no such thing, that he saw mutter al-nachri should be also. How can it be that for the Jew it's mutter to eat the lung and the kishke, and by the goy it's also, because shechita is not relevant to the goy. So once you did a shechita kshera on a oif tohar or a beima torah, chai torah, so there's no din of eima lachai, not for Jews, not for goy. But what if you do shechita on an oif tomei, on an eagle? So oif tomei is not nitfas on shechita, it's lo malav ala mori. So that's when the Mishnah says vein shechita mitaharosa, shechita is not chal on an oif tomei, so therefore as far as a Jew is concerned, the shechita wasn't chal. So as far as a non-Jew is concerned, the non-Jew is not allowed to eat the lungs or the kishke of that oif tomei if you shechted it, because when you shechted the kane, the lungs became Eved Menachai, and shechted eshet, the pupik and everything where the food goes becomes Eved Menachai. So that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, how can the Mishnah start off by saying if you eat Eved Menachai from an oif tomei, you're not loike? But if Rav claims that you only get malchus if the Eved Menachai has a kazayis, so let it be an iser of kazayis of an oif tomei. You're eating kazayis of an eagle. So that itself, bisar oif tomei is aser. V'yisal kadayit rabin kazayis. And if Rav is right, that in order to get malchus you have to eat a kazayis, typically the kochel kazayis. How can the Mishnah and Taurus say, if you eat Eved Menachai of an oif tomei, of an eagle, you don't get malchus, but Eved Menachai has to have a kazayis, it has a kazayis, so it's an iser oif tomei. And for the Gemara Nain, in order to violate the iser oif tomei, you have to eat a kazayis basar from the oif tomei. He only having one third of kazayis of basar, one third of kazayis of gidden, one third of kazayis of atzamas. Altogether, it has a kazayis. Rav says, in order to get malchus for eating Eved Menachai, you need the sum total of the bus gidden vatsama should be a kazayis. But you don't kidom Rav Nachman. As Rav Nachman is going to answer the final kasha later, what we're talking about is mashu hu basa. You have less than a kazayis of flesh, but you have gidden vatsama. So altogether, it has a kazayis. But the basa shebo is less than a kazayis. So that's the answer on this kasha also. Ochanami, when the Mishnah says in Taris that if a Jew eats Eved Menachai of an oif tomei, he's not loike. Let him be loike because he's eating a kazayis of basar of the oif tomei. No, he's eating one third of a kazayis of basar of the oif tomei. Altogether, the basar gid matzamas, the sum total of all three together, is a kazayis. But the basar alone is less than a kazayis. And the gid matzamas are not included in the isar of oif tomei. Only besar behemet tomei, besar oif tomei is also. The gid matzamas are not included in the yisur basar. In order to have Eved Menachai, you have to have basar gid matzamas. That was the answer. Vegdimar toshma, such a similar kashya, you gotta do the same answer. Toshma, the Omar Rav. Rav said the following din. So Rashi gives you the background here, the top Rashi on the base. He quotes, you see, it says, Makas daf yud gimel. in parentheses. So there in Makkos, there's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah. How much chazit do you have to eat in order to get malchus? Let's say basam b'chalav. Somebody cooked flesh with milk. How much basam b'chalav do you have to eat in order to get malchus? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So there's a Tana Reb Shimon. Shimon Baichoy, Shimon is of the opinion kol shehu l'malkas. If you know that you're eating chazi, you know that you're eating nevela, treifa, you know you're eating basa b'chola, b'mezid, they warned you, then even if you didn't need a kazayis, you get malkas. So when is there a need for a kazayis? If you ate chela v'dam b'shoigeg, if you eat chela v'dam b'mezid, you chayv karas. If you eat chela v'dam b'shoigeg, you chayv chatos. So if you're eating it b'shoigeg to be chayv a korban chatos, that's only if you ate a kazayis. But if the person's violating the Isa b'mezid, he eats nevela, trefa, b'mezid, so Rav Shimon's opinion is kol shehu l'malkas. So the Mishnah says we don't accept Rav Shimon's opinion. We don't pass like that. We say, ein achila p'chusim b'kazayis. You only get malkas if you eat a kazayis of trefas. So the Mishnah has an exception to the rule. What if you eat nemola? I eat a little ant. I eat the whole ant. But the whole thing is tiny. The whole thing weighs less. It's smaller than the tip of the pinky.
The whole berya.
So that's a berya. So that's what the Mishnah has that din. If you eat berya, shlema, if let's say one of the horns, one leg of the ant is broken off, shein ois berya. But if you eat the whole berya, the whole nemola, nemola is an ant. If you eat an entire ant, so then even the chachamim der Shimon would agree that the berya is a double sholem, so you get malka. So that's what they quote here in the name of Rav, Omar Rav, Ochal tzipa tahora b'chayeho, if you swallow a live bird. So, if you would break off a leg from the bird, it would be an Eiv Menachai. So, what if you swallow the whole bird? Is that a Kal v'chomer that that's an Eiv Menachai? Oh no, Eiv Menachai is only if you detached a limb from the live animal. So that's going to be a machlokes satanoim. They say a live animal walking in the street, the horse walking in the street. The horse is a behemot tmeya, it's a bad mashal. There's a cow walking in the street. So you say the cow is a bundle of eiv menachais. Every limb is an eiv menachai. They say no, eiv menachai only sets in if it's detached from the organism. Because not everything is all attached together, there's no eiv menachai. So that's a machlokes. The Loshon HaGemara is what they say, behemah b'chayeh haloi v'orim, and that is a live animal. Before any limb is detached from the organism, you say a live animal is a bunch of eiv menachais. The whole thing is eiv menachais. So if you swallow, you can't swallow a whole cow, but let's say you'll swallow a tiny little bird, a teeny weeny bird. So even though you didn't detach any limb from it, but the live animal is a whole bunch of eiv menachais. So you'll be loikim shem eiv menachai. Or do you say no? We paskin be'eiv menachayah lav levorim emenis. It doesn't get the shem eiv menachai until you detach a limb from the organism. Because the whole organism is all together, you don't have any eiv menachai. Yeah, Tosfos said it's not a nevela because it didn't die yet. If it would have died, then it's a nevela. If Kozman is alive, so Tosfos says that there's an Issa Asay, Zavachta of Yachalta, Mimashat Zavach Atoich, Mashayat Zavach Yatoich. So Tosfos says it's only an Issa Asay. There wouldn't be any Malkus for that. If the bird died, so then it's nevela. So if you eat a Kazai, some nevela, then you get Malkus. But if the bird is still alive and you eat it, so that's only an Isar Asay. So what could possibly be a Lois Asay to get Malkus? Rab is talking about being Loike, getting Ochal Tzipa Torah B'chayah, but Kol Shehu, if he swallows it, it doesn't have a Kazayis. Kol Shehu means you don't need a Kazayis. It has a status of a Beria, or sometimes a bit Misos, so you do need a Kazayis. So he's talking about the Isar Eiv Menachai. Eiv Menachai is a Lois Asay. Asochal HaNefesh HaMabosah. But the Issa Enes Vucha that you're saying, that's what Tosfos came up with, that Issa, that's only an Issa Esse, and that there wouldn't be any Malkus. So Rav comes up with this din, a live Tzipa Torah, a kosher bird is considered a bundle of Eiv Menachais. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Be'ema B'chaya Lav Levar Memenes. It's only called Eiv Menachai after it's detached, kol zman's together. It's not an Eiv Menachai. But he says, Rab says, if you eat a tzipa Torah b'chayeho, so you'd be in violation Rashi writes, the top Rashi says, you're in violation of Eid Menachai. And it says, Bekol Shehu. So you don't need a Kazayas. It says, Beferish, you don't need a Kazayas. If you wait till the bird dies, B'misasa, if the bird dies, then it's not an Eid Menachai anymore. If you swallow a live bird, that's a pretty tiny bird to be able to swallow. Okay, you have to eat a kazayis of dam. If you swallow a kazayis of dam, then you'll be like, maybe it's such a tiny bird, doesn't have a kazayis of dam. Possibility. So if the bird dies and you're talking getting malchus mishum nevela, so nevela is not called the beria. Rashi explains, nevela is not called the beria because Rashi writes, avalav de nevela lekel chim mishum beria. When the bird was born, when it came into the world, it was alive at that time, it wasn't dead. So Rashi postulates a klal, it's only considered beria, that you don't need a shir kazayis if it was bol olam like that. But if it was alive for a while, then it dies afterwards, so that can't be considered a beria. So Rav makes a contrast. He says, if you swallow a live bird, you're in violation of Eid Menachai, then Mikolshu, you don't need a kazayis. If you wait till the bird dies, B'misasa, then you're talking about the Issa Nevela, you're not talking about the Issa Eid Menachai. So Nevela needs kazayis, but Eid Menachai does not need kazayis. Does not need kazayis. So it's beferish against Rav. Rav says that you do need a kazayis. So Gemara is going to give the same answer. There's no, you don't need a kazayis of flesh. But you need the sum total of the basagid matzamas altogether should add up to a kazayis. In Rav's memory, he says, b'misasa, if you eat the bird, the kosher bird died, and it's an isa nevela, you have to eat a kazayis of basar. If you're going to eat a kazayis, one-third of kazayis basar, one kazayis gid, one-third of kazayis atzamas, you're not going to get malchus. The atzamas of a nevela are not awesome. Only basar nevela is awesome. But if you eat it b'chaya, if you eat it while it's alive, and Rav's opinion is, you have the whole organism. That's also called Eid Menachai. We hold it's not so. We hold b'ema b'chaya lav levarimet. It's not while it's alive. It's only Eid Menachai after you detach it. But he holds that while it's alive, it's also Eid Menachai. So then you don't need a kazayis of basa, but the sum total of basa gid matzamas, you do need that it should be a kazayis.
I mean, once you only ate a kazayis of the atzamas and the gidin of an Eid Menachai, It's a big aver.
It didn't eat the basar at all. No, then it's not called aver. It's only called an aver if you have basar. If you swallow basar gidin batzamas, so you have to have the whole. You have to have the entire bone. You have to have the bone should be shown. And then the basar and the gidin, you don't need. Let's say it's a gigantic leg. A gigantic leg, you can't swallow the whole bone. Okay, you have to be able to swallow the bone. Okay. You have to have the whole bone and a little bit of bus, a little bit of a gidden, and it should add up to some total, a minimum amount of a kazayis. Yeah. Yeah. What if you hear the second line from the top? What if you eat a non-kosher tzipar, not a tzipar Torah, tzipar? Let's say you eat an eagle, which is not kosher. Utameya b'mechaya b'mimisasa b'kolshehu, because that's considered a beria, because when the eagle was born, it already had an Isur of Behema Oiftame on it. So that is considered beria. So even if it doesn't have a kazayas of anything in it, you'll be like it because of Oiftame. So the Gemara said, doesn't this Mem Rav contradict what Rav said before? This is a stira Rav on Rav. Gemara says, it's not a stira. Rav said you need a kazayas of basa gid matzamas. Here he says, because you are basa, you don't need a full kazayas of basa.
There is an
Issa cruelty, yeah. That's an Issa Tzav Balechayim. That's a different Issa, yeah. But we have a klal in Shulchan Aruch, Tzav Balechayim doesn't apply whenever it's Litzorach B'nei Adam. It's in Eben Ezer of all places. They don't have it in a normal place. They have it in Eben Ezer, the end of Simen Hay, when they talk about Sirus on human beings, castrating animals. So there's an Isser of Tzar Balechai. So the Ramah writes there, let's say a person needs a quill to write, and he has a goose that's walking around, a live goose. Is he permitted to yank out a quill from the live goose? Is going to be painful. But the goose, so the Ramah says, strictly speaking, is mutter, because since he needs the quill to write, so Letzarach b'nei Adam is no Yisei b'nachai, but he says it's not advisable, it's not recommended, because you're going to train yourself in the Midah of Achzarius. Strictly speaking, it's not an Yisei b'nachai, because you need it, even though you need it's not that great. But he doesn't recommend it, because you'll be training yourself in Achzarius. Yeah. So let's say a person wants to eat some, he wants to yank off a limb from an animal and eat it. Let's start with the Adam. There's no Iser of Tzad Balachayim, but it's an Iser, Eib Menachai. His start with Adam is an Avera. He wants to eat an Eib Menachai. But still, it's a Tzad Balachayim, so there's probably no Iser of Tzad Balachayim. So let's see. Toshma, they have another Kasha from a Tosefta against Rav. Not al Tzipa Shem Bo Kazayis Vacholoi. You swallow a live bird that doesn't have a kazais of flesh on it. You swallow the whole thing. So Rebbe Poiter, Rebbe is of the opinion that behemah b'chayah lav levar memet. It's only called an eid melachai after you detach the limb from the organism. When the whole chick is all attached together, nothing was detached, that's not yet eid melachai. Rav Loza Rav Shimon b'chayah. Loza Rav Shimon says no. It's a kal v'chaymer. Of course it has a din of eid melachai. Amar Rav Loza Rav Shimon, isn't it a kal v'chaymer? It may be a melachayah if you yank off one limb. You break off one toe from the chicken while it's alive, that's a menachai. Al kula lo koshkan, if you swallow the whole organism, shouldn't that be certainly more so that's an eib menachai? And Rebbe disagrees, says no, it's only called eib menachai if you detach a limb from a live animal. If you swallow the whole live animal, there's no eib menachai. That's exactly the machlekes, Rebbe against Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon. That's the machlekes. What if you have a live chick, you have a live tzipor, and you choke it to death, you didn't shecht it properly, so it's an avela. Chonko, if you choke it, va'achola, then you eat it, you're called because ice. Everybody agrees, that's not an isa eib menachai, that's a shayla of nevela. So to be loike for eating nevela, you have to eat it because ice. So the Gemara says, the ganze machloikis between Rebbe and Rav Loza, Rav Shimon, ad kan lo pligi elo, the ganze machloikis is elo demar sabe behemah b'chaya lo evoy. Mamedes, that's the second time. Rav Loza, Rav Shimon holds a live animal, even though he didn't detach the organ from the rest of the organism. A live animal is considered a bundle of evoy manachai. So Marsov and Rebbe says, not true. Behemah b'chaya, lav lo evoy mamedes. A live animal is not yet evoy manachai. It's only called evoy manachai when you detach it. Oh, but the kuli alma mihos. But it seems that they all seem to agree. The Lord bina kazais. They all are saying that when you do have an eid menachai, you don't need a kazais. It does not contradict what Rab said in Amud Aleph. You need a kazais. Rab Nachman. Here's the original answer that Rab Nachman said before they were quoting, as Rab Nachman said on the next kasha. They're quoting, and here they finally quote Rab. Rab Nachman b'mashu hu basar gidin batzamis. Rab said, you need a kazayis of basa, give him batzamas. They never said you need a kazayis of basa. You need one third basa, one third of kazayis of batzamas, and one third of kazayis of the gidden. And the braisa that said that eiv menachai is b'kol shehu means kol shehu basa. But the sum total of the basa, give him batzamas, has to be a kazayis. So it doesn't contradict Rav. Then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? There exists such an animal, mi'ika midi, is there such an animal in the world, the b'kule leis b'kazayis? The whole chick doesn't have a kazayis of flesh on it. You're swallowing a live bird. So let him be loike, because a live bird, a tzipa tameya, a trefa bird. So you don't have a kazayis of flesh on the bird, but you have a kazayis with basa gidin batzamas in one limb? Is that possible? Such an oizgedarta bird, such a skinny, skinny bird, that the whole bird together, you swallow the whole bird, that's not a kazayis of flesh on it, but one limb of the bird has a kazayis that busa gidin matzah. Is it possible? I said, yeah, it is possible. Umika midi, is there such an animal in the world, the bikule, the entire bird, the entire tzipar, the entire chick, lays b'kazayis busa, doesn't have some total, doesn't have kazayis of busa, ubechad ever, and if you rip off one limb from it, is kazayis b'mashu basa gidin batzamis? Is it such an animal that a limb, the whole bird will not have kazayis basa, but one limb will have a kazayis if you put together basa gidin batzamis? The Gemara says yes, such an animal, such a bird does exist. And for the Gemara, Rav Sharvia, and yes, b'kal nisa, there is such a bird that is so skinny has hardly any flesh on it, but it's bony. It has bones if you put together. Bosa gidin ratzamis of one limb, it'll have a kazayis. But the whole thing altogether doesn't have a kazayis of flesh. Freg di gemara. You cannot say that the brisa before is talking about kalnisa. Ema say for take a look in the next line in the brisa. Chonka v'achola. The gemara quoted machlokes Rebbe and Rav Blazer Reb Shimon. If you swallow a live bird, whether you say the live bird has a status of Eiv Menachai, or the Eiv Menachai only begins after detaching a limb. But the Brisa said, what if Chonka, I choked the bird, it's dead now, Vachola, then I eat it. So, Dibre Hakol B'Kazayis. All the Tanaim, Rabbi Rav Loz, Rabbi Shimon, they all agree that you have to eat a Kazayis. Freg de Gemara, Vokal Niso, Eiv Tamehu. The bird that you just suggested, that has so little flesh on it, is a non-kosher bird, a kalnisa. And Rav, you just quoted before, Rav says, "Anoif tame ben b'chaye ben mimisasa is b'mashu." You don't need a kazayis to be loika because anoif tame is a beria. And for the Gemara, you're right. I didn't mean to say a kalnisa. Kalnisa is a non-kosher bird. Ella ken kalnisa. There are kosher birds that are similar to kalnisa in this sense that it has so little flesh to it. The whole bird together doesn't have a kazayis of flesh, but any one limb may have. The limbs, the bones are so bulky, you have busa gid matzamas of one aver that will have a kazayis, but it won't have a kazayis busa in the whole bird together. Ke'en kalnisa, there's a kosher bird that's similar to kalnisa. Shai. Now the Gemara has a very surprising din of Rava, machleik sabai v'Rava, and we assume the din is like Rava. This machloek is Rebbe and Rabbi Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, whether you say the Isa Eid Menachai, the Shem Eid Menachai is only chal when a limb is detached from the organism. But because man, the animal is all attached, do you say it's a bundle of Eid Menachai? They say no, the Shem Eid Menachai is not chal until you detach it. So Rabbi says this machloek is the lotion that they use, whether you say Beheime Bechaye Loivoy Memenis, Beheime Bechaye Lab Loivoy Memenis. So Rabbi throws in a svara. He says, what if I have a live animal, a live bird, or a live animal, and I plan to rip off a limb and eat it while the animal is alive. I plan to rip off a limb. So then Rabbi says, everyone would agree, and if you plan to rip off a limb and eat it, then everyone would agree that Behem Rechaya is Levar Memenis. It already, because of your intention, it already has a shame, even though you didn't detach it yet. I would not have said, I would have voted like Abai, but they didn't give me the right to vote. Abai is going to disagree with Rav. Omar Rav, im timtzi lama. If you should assume this is the correct pshat, what we just said, Sava Rebbe. No. Im timtzi lama. If one should assume the following premise, Sava Rebbe machshava sarchlim shma machshava. If Rebbe should hold that if you intend to rip off a limb and eat it the way it is, that counts. So then, if chishav liochla eva vacha. If you have a live bird and you plan to rip off a limb and to eat it, even though you didn't rip off the limb, you swallow the whole bird. So there, even Rebbe would agree that the tzipa tori bechaya is levar memenis. Chishuv liochla ever ever. You intended to rip off a limb and you didn't do it yet. Bachola kuling, you swallow the whole bird. Chayev, why? Because since you intended to rip off a limb, it already has the shame of Eid Menachai. So Abai says it doesn't make any sense. I thought Abai is right. Omale Abai. So Abai and Rava, when they were younger, they used to learn in the same yeshiva. When they got older, each one had his own yeshiva. So Omale Abai. Abai times to Rava. Does that make sense? Meika midi. How can it be? I plan to rip off a limb from the birds. As far as I'm concerned, I say, it's already called an Eid Menachai. For someone else, as far as someone else is concerned, he doesn't have any intentions of eating anything over here. As far as other people are concerned, Rebbe is going to say Beheim Bechaya Lav Levarim Emetis. So two different people, one person will be loike because of Eid Menachai, one person will not be loike. Does that make sense? Umi, kamidi, tzuse do azazach, does such a thing exist? Ilo achalei acher, if somebody else will swallow this bird, so Rebbe will say Loi Mechayev. Rebbe will say it's not loike because it's not Eid Menachai until you detach it. But if I'll go and I'll eat it, I will be loike because as far as I'm concerned, it is called an Eid Menachai because that's what I had in mind to rip it off. So that's what Rav's answer is. Amalei, so Rabbi answers back to Abba, yes. Zelefim achshavta, zelefim achshavta. Whoever has in mind to rip off a limb from the animal while it's alive, even if he doesn't rip off, that gives it already a shame of Eid Menachai as far as he's concerned. Zelefim achshavta, the other people who weren't thinking of ripping off any limbs, as far as they're concerned, Rabbi holds Beim Abchaya, Lavlei Varim Emenes. Achirish. As I say, I would have thought that Abayis Varim makes more sense.
Isn't this the same as by Moch on Shabbos, that depends on your intention?
Yeah, well, by Shabbos we have a Pasuk, Malachas Malshevis. So that makes sense. We really don't have the Pasuk, Malachas Malshevis doesn't really say for Shabbos. The Gemara points out it says it by Malachas HaMishkan, that they had expert umnim preparing all the things for the Beis HaMikdash, and they did everything beautifully, Malachas Malshevis. But we have Pesukim Chumash that link together Malachas HaMishkan with Malachas Shabbos. So it's as if it says Malachas Malshevis by Shabbos. So there it is, you have a Pasuk, Malachas Malshevis. Here there is no Pasuk. So Rabbi thinks that it's a Svar. Rabbi is convinced that the Svar is correct.
You also have it by Tumah, whether or not you consider it a complete Keli or not. And that's dependent on the individual's Machshava.
Correct, but I don't think it's going to be different for different people. If I'm the owner of this, let's say I slaughtered, I shechted an animal, or an animal died, I removed the hide, and I plan to use it as a mat on the grass, on a picnic mat. So if I'm the owner, and I designated it as a mat, then it's mekabel tumah for everybody, not just for me. It's not subjective. For the person who plans to use it, it's called a kli. For the person who doesn't plan to use it, no. It depends who the owner is. Whoever the owner is has the right to designate whether he considers it a kli. Once he considers it a kli, it's a kli for everybody. Kabel tumah for everybody. Here, rub is splitting. For the one who plans to rip off a limb from the animal, so the limbs are already called Eid Menachai, even if you swallow the chick the way it is. And for the other person, the exact same chick. For the other person who doesn't plan to rip off any limbs, so then Rebbe will say, so that's what Abai said. How can you say on the same limb? For me, I get Malkus, and for you, you don't get Malkus. How can that be? So I would think Abai is right, but we don't pass like Abai. Then Rava has a chiddush within Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon says you do consider a live animal as a bundle of Eid Menachais. A live animal is considered a bundle. It is Eid Menachai. Right.
Yes, you can do Eid Menachai.
Right. Yeah. So then Rava says, but what if you have a chick, a live chick, and I plan to kill it and eat it afterwards? That I do not plan to rip off any limbs. I plan to kill it and eat it when it's dead. To shecht it, to kill it and eat it when it's dead. So since Rabbi has a chiddush, since he intends not to eat it while it's alive, so even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon, that live animals are all called Eid Menachai, and Kavachayma, the whole bundle of Eid Menachai. But if you personally have intentions of not eating it while it's alive, Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon would say that it's not an Eid Menachai. So if another person is not thinking at all about what he's going to eat it, so for someone else, Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon holds that it is an Eid Menachai. But for the person who plans to eat it when it's dead, to him it's not an Eid Menachai. So Abai says, what are you talking about? For one person it is, one person it's not. The exact same limb. If I eat it, I get milk. Because you eat it, you don't get milk. How can it be? And Rabbi says, Zelefim Achshavta. Zelefim Achshavta. That's what he says again. He gives him the same answer. That's the second. If one should assume, what you plan to eat plays a role, and it labels the animal one way or the other. So let's say, you have a live chick, you plan to eat it after it's dead. You don't plan to eat it. You don't plan to eat it while it's not. Plan to eat it after it's dead. Then you change your mind, and then you go and you swallow it the way it is now. So even though Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon says that a live chick is a bundle of Eid Menachais, but if you intended to eat it only after it's dead, then you cancel the status of Eid Menachai, and it's no longer Eid Menachai. If someone else will eat it, there will be Eid Menachai. But I plan to eat it after it's dead, so for me it's not an Eid Menachai. So Abai says, what are you talking? I'm Abai. How can it be? Mika midi. Dia does gemalt. How is it possible to say dielu achaleach? If somebody else eats it, he will be chayv, because Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon holds that a live animal. That was machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. When he say a live animal, when all the limbs are all attached, the live animal is a bundle of Eiv Menachais. So, if another person eats it, he is Chayiv Malkus, because it is Eiv Menachais, but I'm going to eat it, because I plan to eat it after it's dead. So for me, you don't say Leiv Armanis, how can that be? Amalesa, Rabbi says, yeah, that's the stir, Zalafimach Shafta, each person, the exact same thing. Two people eat it, one will get Malkus, one will not.
Would Abaye agree to Rava if he did a Dibur or a Maisa? Is it only this Machshava thing, or the Mi'ik Amidi doesn't care
about the Maisa though?
Same thing. I don't think it makes a difference.
Do you leave Bailus for Machshava to take effect? You have to have Bailus.
It doesn't seem like it. By Kabbalah's tomb, I think it depends on Bailus. Whoever owns the hide, or whoever owns, let's say you have a pottery, and you completed a kli, but you didn't paint the outside. You didn't paint the outside, you're not going to use it. Your wife needs a design on the outside. So even though the other people would use the kli the way it is, but if I'm the owner, I plan not to use it till I paint on the design on the outside, it's not yet a kli, that's mekabel tumah. So that's benegeh to everybody. Doesn't matter, you would have used the kli even if it wouldn't have, but it's not your kli, it's my kli. So the owner of the kli determines whether it's considered a kli to be mekabel tum. But here, each person is on his own. If you plan to eat it the way it is, you plan to rip off a limb, it already has a din of Eiv Menachai. If you plan the dafka not to rip off any limbs, but to eat it when it's dead, then it doesn't. Then for you, it doesn't have a din of Eiv Menachai. For other people, it will. Very surprising.
Sure, it's the kli, what would be your point?
What?
The sheretz went into the unpainted kli, the sheretz went inside.
Would not be mekabel tumah, right?
Because is that a kli yet?
Not a kli. It has to be a kli maisa. It has a pasuk says a kli is not. It has to be a kli maisa. Means it's omit to be used. Omit to be used depends on the owner of the kli. He's come there for everybody.
Why it doesn't take away his bakshava?
What do you say that one?
Changing his mind.
That's a Pella. I don't know. That is a Pella. I don't understand the Gemara. He changed his mind. I don't know.
What about would say Engel always the Dover Shane Shalom? So how can you ask about somebody else?
I don't think it's an issue of Engel Moshe Dover Shane Shalom. It's a question, you have a live animal, is it considered Eid Menachai or not? So Rava says, your personal intention plays a role whether you label it as Eiv Menachai. Eiv Menachai Devash Enu Shalai means you need Avodah Zarah. So I intend, I'm bowing down to this picture over here, so I want to declare it as Avodah Zarah. So if it doesn't belong to me, I'm not a balabas to declare it. Let's say I come Erev Shabbos to your house, and I take a wallet with money, I'm going to leave it on the table. So does the table become a basas l'davar ha'asah? So the din is that Taisa says no. Why not? Because Eidan Amos Adav Sheinu Shalai. It's only if Meniach on purpose, if Shocheach, if somebody forgets and he leaves his wallet on the bed, it does make the bed into a bus's Davar Asa. It's only if Meniach on purpose. But if I'm not the owner of the bed, so I'm not a balabas, I don't have the right to designate it. But here it's a question, is it called an Eid Menachai or not? So for the person who plans to eat it the way it is called an Eid Menachai. For the other one, it's not.
Is there not a Maisa?
I don't think so. You have to do something more than that. Yeah. You have to do more than that.
Pouring milk into the
chunk,
you said it's
Eud Aser,
because
of the Chetzer Shalitzel,
because it's a
Maisa. No, because you don't need Kavanah Sagavra. Taisa says, I walk into your house and I pour milk into the flesh. So, Taisa says, no, even if the milk would leak in on its own into the. Let's say there's a leak in the milk container on top in the refrigerator. Milk container's on the top shelf, and the flesh pot is on the second shelf, and the milk is leaking into the flesh. It becomes ba'aser even if no one has any intention. So there, you don't say enon mosa dav shenu shaloi. It doesn't depend on your kavana. It doesn't depend on your mice.
Not because I made a chesu
shalom. No. Because ba'aser b'cholav doesn't need kavana. But enon mosa dav shenu shaloi is when you need kavana sagavre. To designate it as something, so then I'm not a balabas to designate your stuff. Yeah. So we pass like Rava. Okay. As I said, I would have thought the din should. It makes more sense to be like Abai, but we pass like Rava. Now the Gemara has this machlokes of Yechon v'Shlokash that we said before. We have three different prohibitions. If an animal is a trefa, even if you shecht it properly, a trefa means it has certain diseases. That's the whole parak of the trefas, the third pair. So if an animal is a trefa, there's one pasuk. Basam asara trefa lo sechela, that's a mishpat. If you have an eva menachai that you detach from a live animal, eva menachai means basa gidin batzamas, that's eva menachai is another pasuk. Then there is no pasuk for basa menachai. So how do you, but we know basa menachai is also for a Jew. For Nochrim, that's the Rambam wrote a chiddush that basa menachai is also. But for Jew, for sure we know it's also. So what is the Mokar HaChumash? That's a machlekes of Yechon and Mishlokish, which pasuk is it derived from? Vajimel and Afkamina, whether it's one pasuk or the other, Gemara says no, it chapsan Afkamina. Chapsan Afkamina like this. Let's say a person is a Nazir and he has a bottle of wine and they want him, you're a Nazir, you're not allowed to drink revius of wine. Every revius he's going to drink is going to be another Avera. And they tell him, in that bottle that you're drinking, the bottle of wine has six revius. And he says, I don't care, give me all the malchus you want. He drinks the six revius. So the Mishnah says he only gets one malchus because he's repeating the same Avera one after the other. If they want a maltishta altishta, he's about to drink a revius. He says, hey, don't drink the wine, I'm going to give you a malchus. I don't care. Give me all the malchus you want. He drinks a revius. Then he's about to drink some more. They say, altishta, don't drink the next revius. We're going to give you a malchus again. So if they say, altishta, altishta, each time, immediately before he's about to drink a revius of wine, then he'll get malchus six times. But if they want him in advance, don't drink the bottle of wine because it has six revius and we're going to give you six times malchus. It's a repeat of the same avera. He's only going to get one malchus. Let's say he's eating trefa food. He's eating trefa, so it has basa b'cholov, and it has nevela, and it has chazer, and he's eating everything together with wine. He's drinking, he's a nozer, he's drinking wine, eating trefa, and he say, don't eat that sandwich. It has nevela, and it has basa b'cholov, and it has pickle, and it has this, and it has that. And he's eating everything together. So they warned him, and he violated five different averas. So then he gets five times malchus. He's not repeating the same avera five times. If you repeat the same avera five times, you only get five times malchus if they gave the hasram between the first and the second and between the second and the third. But if you violate five different averas and they warn them in advance, don't eat that sandwich that has nevela and it has basa b'cholov and it has pigol and it has chazer, so then he'll get them many times malchus. So that's what the Gemara says, that'll happen afkamin over here. Which pasuk did you read in between the lines to establish that basa menachai is prohibited? So according to Rabbi Yechanan, basa menachai is learned out from the same pasuk as trefa. So if a person has two kizesim of meat, one is trefa, it means I shechted an animal, it's not an avela, I shechted an animal, but the animal was diseased, it was a sick animal. So there's no isa nevela, because he shechted it properly, but it's going to be an isa trefa. And he happens to have a basa menachai, he cut off some flesh from a live animal, not basa gidmatam, just basa menachai, kazai is basa menachai. So if he eats basa menachai with trefa, and they warned him in advance, don't eat this, because if you eat this, we're going to give you twice malchus. So that's a repeat of the same avera, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that basa menachai is learned that by reading in between the lines of the pasuk of trefa. So he's repeating the same lav twice. So he wouldn't get malchus twice, he'll only get malchus once. But if the din would have been like Rish Lakish, which it isn't, if the din would have been like Rish Lakish, that basa menachai is learned out from the same pasuk as Eid menachai. So you're eating two kazais, and one kazais of basa menachai, one kazais of trefa. They warn you in advance, don't eat that, we're going to give you twice malchus, once for basa menachai, once for trefa. He says, give me all the malchus you want, I don't care, I'm going to eat it anyway. So then Rish Lakish would say, you get three more malchus, because they warned them in advance, it's not a repeat of the same avera, it's two different psukim, two different averas. They warned them in advance, and he violated both, he will get malchus. So that's what the Gemara, that's the nafkamina in this machloikas. Very often it does make a difference. Once you establish a din, whether the din is based on pasuk A or pasuk B, but over here the Gemara says it will chapan nafkamina. If it's based on one pasuk, you get twice malchus. Based on the other pasuk, you only get once malchus. So that's the machloek. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that's around 10 lines, 13 lines from the bottom of Kud Beis and Beis. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Lasochel HaNefesh Im HaBosar, the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perik Yud Beis, that goes on Eid Menachai. Basar Basar HaTrefa Lo Sechelu, included in that Pasuk is Basar Menachai, U Basar Menachrefa, both. The Pasuk Basar Basar HaTrefa tells you that it's a trefa, even though you shechted it, but the animal was diseased, so the Shechita Shechita is matar midei nevela if he shecht the treifel, but it's going to be also b'achila. So they're both based on the same pasuk. Basam anachai and treifel are now from the same pasuk, and that's how he passed on like Rabbi Yechon. And Rishlokish disagrees, and he says, no, lo sechel anev shema basar. The pasuk and Dvarim Yud Beis goes on both, say, eiv menachai u basam anachai. They're both menachais. Basam anachai, eiv menachai. U basam basar a treifel, lo sechel is a basar treifel. So what's the difference halacha l'maisa? So the Gemara is going to explain. Let's see. Ochal eiv menachai u basam menachai. He eats together, and the witnesses warn him, don't eat that. That has both eiv menachai and basam menachai, and the two different averis. So if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, chayiv shtayim. You don't need a hasra in between the first and the second. He's eating both of them simultaneously. He'll be chayiv twice malchus because it's based on two different psukim. He violated two different averis. And they gave him the full. They gave him the both hasras in advance, and he eats. He starts eating both, and he eats them both simultaneously. He gets same all malchus. But according to Reish Lakish, he's chayiv alachas because bas menachai and eiv menachai are learned out from the very same pasuk. So he's repeating the same avera twice, and they only gave him one hasra in advance. Kaitnish, unless they gave a hasra before he eats the first eiv menachai, and then they gave him a second hasra altishta. If they gave him a hasra in advance. Before the first Eid Menachai, and then as another Hasra before the Bas Menachai, then you get two times Malkus. But if you only gave one Hasra for both, then you only get one Malkus. What if Ochal Bas Menachai or Bas Menatrefa with one Hasra? So according to Rish Lakish Chayiv Shtayim, because he learned that from two different Psukim. Because Bas Menachai is learned that from the Pasuk of Eid Menachai, and Bas Menatrefa is a totally different Pasuk. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, and Chai Balachas, because Bas Malachai and Trefa is learned out from the same pasuk. In one case, they'll both agree. What if Ochel Eid Malachai or Bas Malachai Trefa? He's about to eat a Kazai's Trefa, and he's about to eat an Eid Malachai. So that's Lidibri Hakol. Lidibri Hakol means Bein Le Rabbi Yechanan, Bein Le Rish Lakish. He violated two different psukim. So Chai Shtai, I'll get Zvei Mol Malkus. There's no need to give the Hasra in between the first Achila and the second Achila. You warn him in advance. You're about to do two achilas together. One achila is going to be anisa eiv menachai. One achila is going to be anisa treifa. Unrelated, two different isurim. So then I'll get zvei mol malchus. The Mishnah has a malchus. Yishechel achilach is chayv alav shmoin alavim. It's a gemol techetim. So a person does one activity and they warn him in advance. Don't do this. He's going to give you eight times malchus. It's a compound. He did one activity that's a violation of eight different avers. So you get, even on one mice, you get eight times malka. He's doing two different mice. He's eating a kazayis trefa and he's eating an eiv menachai. Two different achilas. Even though they only gave one hasra in advance, but they warned him, don't eat the two things together because they're going to give you two times malkas. He'll get twice malkas.
Could enough meet a Bishop Yochim and Shlokish would be with a mistarif hefer kazayis from each of them? That if it's all from one pasuk, you can you chayv malchus by having chatzi kazayis of one, chatzi kazayis of the other.
Yeah,
it would be the same thing.
Should also be the same thing. I'm not sure. I don't know. They're only mitzvah from yachad if it's shem echad. I don't know. Let's say according to Rabbi Yochanan that basam and achai is learned out from the same pasuk as treifa. It's learned out from the same pasuk, but I don't think that's called shem echad. I don't think it would be mitzvah if a half a kazayis of treifa and a half a kazayis of basam and achai. I don't think it's shem echad. I think it's only one pasuk. One pasuk says he's violating twice the same pasuk. It's a different aspect of the same pasuk. I don't think so. I don't think it would be mitzdarfin. In order to be mitzdarfin, has to be shemech and shireim shavim mashmasem shavim. That's the Mishnah Me'ila. So that's the machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish. What does the Gemara say? Ureminu. They have a kasha. That what? Ochel on the top line. Ochel eivim and achai min hatrefa. So he's in violation of eivim and achai, and he's in violation of trefa. So Yechon Rish Lakish shtayim. Rish Lakish am ein achai v'alachas. So we just said before, Eiv Menachai is a pasuk in Dvarim, chapter Yud Beis, and Treifa is a pasuk in Mishpatim, Basa Basada Treifa Lazachem, that everybody agrees Yechayv Shtayim. So here, how can you have Ureminu? You just said that Divri HaKol, He just said the last line and a half on Kuv Beis Amid. He said, "Ochel Eiv Menachai Basam and Atrei for the Divrei Hakol Chayv Shtayim." The two different psukim. How can it be the Divrei Hakol here? Vishlok Yisham Enachai Balachas. You just said that Lachol Adayet Chayv Shtayim. So the Gemara Bishleim Rabbi Yechanan Niche. Rabbi Yechanan says Chayv Shtayim. That's what he says. Chayv Shtayim. Ela the Resh Lakish Kasha. He just said before that everybody agrees the two different psukim. So how come Resh Lakish says only like Achas? No. Everything more, that's a different story. That's an issue. Isa chal al isa. Amar Rav Yosef, loy kashe, there's no contradiction between what we said before. Kam b'behem achas, kam b'shtei behemes. On the bottom of Amid Beis, we were talking, ochal, evam and achai from one animal, and he eats basa trefer from a different animal. So that's two different psukim. So the Rakol, chayv shtayim, we get to tve more malkas. Here we're talking a different story. He eats an evam and achai from an animal which is a trefa. So which one came first and which one came second? What's the mice over here? The Gemara is going to get into a whole arichas over here. If it's one mebeim achas, then it's a topic of ein iser chal al iser. You have to figure out what iser was chal first and whether the second iser is in an iser koilal, is in a mice, is in an iser basachas. You have to figure out what the case is. So that's what Rabbi Yosef answers. Loi kasha, there's no contradiction between what we just said before. Divya hakol chayv shtayim and over here. Kambe behema achas, here on the top of Amud Aleph, we're talking an issue. It's one piece of flesh from the animal, which is both a trefa, and this piece of flesh is an eiv menachai. So it's an issue of isa chal al isa. And kana, on Amud Beis, we're talking shtei behemas. Bishtei behemas, mechayv shtayim, the two different psukim. Behema achas, pligi. That's the machleg zabiach and Resh Lakish. And then the Gemara says, Nun bebehema achas b'may pligi, and boz b'shteit the machleg. So what are they fighting about? If it's the same behema. So so the Gemara is going to give different suggestions. It's a topic of Isa Chal al Isa. Which Isa was Chal first and which second? And is there any explanation why the second one should be Chal on top of the first one? So the Gemara asked, but my pligi, so what's the case and what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Amar Abai Kigon, we're talking like this, it's a Behema Trefa, and you're eating an Eiv Menachai from Behema Trefa. So he says, Kigon, talking about a special case. The machlekes Rabbi Yechon Resh Lakish on the top line on Kuv Gim Lamanal v'Sokin Kigon Shenitra for Imitzias Ruba. When this trefa was born from his mother's womb, a cow, it's a kosher animal. So when the animal was born, Yotza Rosha Veruba, when it came out from the mother's rechem, it became the vlad became a trefa. And when did it become an Eiv Menachai? So that's what we said before. That's a machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Do you say a live animal is a bundle of Eiv Menachai? So the second it was born from its mother's womb, it had a dinner the same second that it was nitra for imitzias ruba bevasachas. So it's going to be an isa basachas. The isa trefa with the isa Eiv Menachai is chal bevasachas. So mar sovar. Rabbi Yechanan holds Chayv Shtayim because he thinks, obviously, Behema Bechaya Lo Evarma Medes. A live animal is a bundle of Eiv Menachai. We said before, that was a Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. So now Abai is suggesting that's... Abai lived in Bavel. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, so they didn't meet each other. He never met him. They lived in different generations also. Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amorim. He lived by Rabbi Yudan. He learned by Rabbi Yudan Nosei. Abai was way later. He lived in the bubble. They never knew each other. So Abai is guessing what pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Abai, maybe it's the following case. It's a strange case. When the behema trefa was born from his mother's womb, it became a trefa imitzias ruba with the leda yotzer rosh of ruba. When, let's say, the bris is always done on the eighth day. So if the baby is born on Tuesday night after Tzeis HaKochavim, so then the bris is next Wednesday after Tzeis HaKochavim. So when is it? Let's say the delivery takes a half an hour, a difficult delivery. So when Yotzer Rosho or Rubo, either Yotzer Rosho or Rubo, that's called Leida. So the same is true by animals also. Let's say when you do Pidyon HaBen, Yom Lamed Alf, the first day is the day the baby was born. So that's day number one. So here also, when is it considered an animal is born? When Yitzias Rubo, either Rosho or Rubo. Usually it's going to be Rosho. Rosho usually comes out first. In rare cases, it's going to be Rubo when the Uber is backwards. So Abai suggesting maybe the case where there's a machleg zabiachem and shlokish is shenitra for a very strange case. The Vlad became a trefa with the leida simultaneously. And Rabbi Yechon holds that it's an isa basachas. Marsab Rabbi Yechon thinks beim b'chayelo ivorim ameres. When the animal is born, it already is a bundle of beim menachais. Isa trefa b'isa eva b'hari hadori ka'asu. They both call simultaneously. Or Marsab, and maybe that's what Rish Lakish disagrees. He holds beim b'chayelo lavle ivorim ameres. A live animal is not a beim menachai till you rip off a limb. Till you rip off a limb, that happened later when you detach a limb. So that's the Lorasa Yisa Evel Chayel Yisa Trefa. When it was Nolad, when it was Yotzer Rubo, when it was Yotzer Rosha or Rubo from its mother's Rechem, that's when the Yisa Trefa set in. It was Nitra for Mitzias Rubo, and the Yisa Eve Menachai didn't set in until later. So then you say on Eve Menachai Lo Yasa Yisa Evel Chayel Yisa Trefa. That's the first suggestion. The boy, they don't know for sure. They don't know, is that the case? And is that the machlekes? They're guessing. They heard in Bavel that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish had a machlekes, and they're trying to guess what is the case, and what's the nekudas of machlekes, what's the point of dispute. The boys, Eman, if you want to, you can say a different pshat. The kuliyam bebeim b'chaya lavlei b'armemes. You can say that's how we happen to paskin, that a live animal is not a bundle of eib and achai. So the maisu shoy was, it was nitra for imitzias ruba, so the when the Vlad was born, it became a trefa. And later in life, later you ripped off a limb from the Vlad. And you should really say, Ein Isa Chalal Isa. And that's the machlaikas of Yechon Mishlokish. But Maisi, Isa Rever, Mechal Isa, Trefa Kamifligi. That's the Nekudas of machlaikas. Maybe I should say, Mar Sava Os Isa Evel Chayal Isa Trefa. Evman Achai can be Chal on top of Trefa. Why? So he said before, someone said before, because Eiv Menachai applies even to non-Jews. So the second Issa, it already was a trefa when it was Tzias Rubo. When the Uba was born from its mother's Rechem, it was already a trefa. Then later in life, you rip off a limb. So you really ought to say, Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but the second Issa is much more inclusive than the first Issa. Second Issa even implies to Bnei Noach. Eiv Menachai is from the Shevi Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the machloikas. So Mar Sava lo yasi yisir ever chali yisir trefa. Even though Eiv Menachai is much more inclusive, it even applies to the Bnei Noach, to the Nochrim, Bizban Hazeh, he still holds Ein Issa Chalal Issa. A second suggestion. The Iboy is saying, if you want, you can say a third suggestion. Maybe they're not sure. They're not sure what the case is. They're not sure what the Kudus HaMachloikas is. So he says a third possibility, the boy same, and if you want, you can say a third pshat, the kuliyam, everybody is beim uchaya, is leivar memedes. The moment the uber was born from his mother's body, it's called an eiv menachai. And not that it was nitra for imitzias ruba. No, it became trefa a year later. So the issue is whether it's an issue of Issa Chal al Issa, can Issa Trefa Bichal on top of the Issa Eid Menachai? Because when the Uber was born, it was already Eid Menachai. A live animal is a bundle of Eid Menachais walking around like this. It became a Trefa later in life, a year or two later. And what's the point of dispute? Uber Mesi Issa Trefa Chayla Issa Eid Menachai. Maisi means to come. Can the Issa Trefa come along and Michal on top of the Issa Eid Menachai? Mar Sava Osi Michal. One holds yes. Issa Chalal Issa. Why should it be? Usually the rule is Ein Issa Chalal Issa. How come over here all of a sudden Trefa is Chal on top of Eid Menachai? It's a problem. Umar Sava Lo Yosiv. Lo Yosiv Vichayel. So these were, what were they? These were four possibilities. I lost track. These are four possibilities that Abai shoots out. Abai gave four logical possibilities what the Machlokes is. Then Rava Amar, I can give you another logical possibility. They're not sure what case Rabbi Yechon Mishlokash, did it became a trefa? Did it become a trefa first? Did it become an Eid Menachai first? What happened first and what happened second? Or is it Issa Basachas? What's going on over here? Rava suggested a totally different pshat. Kegon Shetolish Memena Eiver, the Torfa Bo. You ripped off a limb from an animal, and that limb became an Eid Menachai simultaneously with making the animal into a trefa. Marisava, one holds, Rabbi Yechon holds that you loiket shtayim on the top line on Kuf Gimel. Rabbi Yechon holds loiket shtayim. So Marisava, Rabbi Yechon thinks, Beim b'chaya, He holds it's not yet an Eid Menachai till you rip off a limb. So Isa Eva Isa Trefa Bahari Hadari Kosu. When you ripped off the limb and you made it into a trefa, so when you ripped off the limb, that's when it became an Eid Menachai, and that time simultaneously made it into a trefa, so it's an Isa Basachas. So that's why they're both chal. So Rabbi Yochanan says Loikishtayim, because it's an Isa Basachas, a Marsovar. And Rish Lakish holds no. Beim Abachaya is Leivorim Amedes. So the first Easter was when the Uba was born. When the Beim was born, it was already an Issa Menachai. Then later in life, a year or two later, becomes a Trefer, Veloas Issa Trefer, Chayal Alisa Ever. So he had, Abai gave, I think, four Pshatim, and Rabbi gave a fifth Pshat. We're not sure what the case is and what the Machlaikis is.
Impossible to have a
treifa
according to
Reish Lakish. Right, because it'll be an Eiv Menachai ready from the time it was born. If you are Beim Abchaylai Loivorim Amedes, so the Isa treifa will not be chal on top of the Isa Eiv Menachai, unless it was simultaneous. Unless it was Nitra for Imitzias Ruba, it's going to be very, very rare. Beima becomes a treifa the moment that the second that it's born from the mother's womb. So far fetched, yeah. Amr Abchei Barabba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Abchei Barabba was from Eretz Yisrael. He learned, and then he came to Babel, so he telling over things in the name of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. What's the din? Ochal Chelev Min HaChai. We're trying to compound. How is it possible to eat one kazayis and you get many times Malkus? So he's eating Chelev, those parts of the animal that are rosa, you're supposed to be makrevim on the Mizbech. It's Chelev. But it's also menachai, so it's basa menachai. Basa menachai is one malchus, chelev is another malchus, and Adam happens to be a trefa. So he violated three different averis. So he says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, only chayv shtayim, you only get zvei mal malchus. Why should it be? Amale rabami, v'lei mamar sholosh? Why shouldn't it be three times malchus? It's chelev, it's menachai, it's basa menachai. And it's a trefa, so it should be three times malchus. My opinion is shalosh. I hold that it should be three times malchus. So the Gemara says you're right. It manami amar abbo amar Rabbi Yochanan. The first one was amar abchia barabo amar Rabbi Yochanan. Different amaroyim came from Eretz Yisrael and to Bavel, and they said over memories in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So the first one was, what was his name? Abchia barabo comes and he says name Rabbi Yochanan. He violated three averes and he only gets tzvei mol malchus. And Rabbami says it doesn't make sense, it should be three times. And the Gemara says, yeah. Somebody else came from Eretz, Rabbabo came after the first one, and he said, name Rabbi Yochanan, you can get three times malchus. Ochel chelev min hachai min hatreifa chayiv shalosh, three times malchus. Frag the Gemara, but the two different versions of what Rabbi Yochanan says, so what are they fighting about? What's the case that it sounds probably an issue of Yisachal Alisa? So what's the case and what's the Nekudas HaMachloik? It's fake more, but my come fligi. What's the case and what are they fighting about? And for the Gemara Kigon must be the following. They're reconstructing what case are they arguing about. Kigon Shenitra for Imitzi Asruba, again, when the Uber was born, it became a Trefa at birth. So Mandi Amasholoish, the one who thinks that they're three times Malkus, what happened to the rule of Enisa Chalalisa? The answer is, everything was Bevasachas. So he obviously thinks Mandi Amasholosh, the one who says three times Malkus, because he's of the opinion there is no issue of Venis Chalalisa because everything was Chal simultaneously. How could that be? Because he thinks Beim Abachaya is Laivorim, a man is a live animal that's walking around as a bundle of Eiv Menachayis. So the moment the Vlad was born to its mother, when this calf was born, it was an Eiv Menachay the first second, and it was Nitra for Imitzias Ruba, became a Trefa simultaneously, and that's when the Issa Chelev was Chal. Why do you say the Issa Chelev? The Issa Chelev was there from before also. Tosis quotes from the Gemara Dafayin Hay. Issa Chelev is there even from before it's born. But it's a kosher animal, it's a behemoth Torah. It's a Trefa, but it's a behemoth Torah. It's not an elephant, it's not a horse or a donkey, it's a cow that lends itself to Shechita. So the din is, there's an institution of Ben Pekua. So if you would have shechted the mother, the chelev and the uber would have been, the uber would have been mutter b'leishchita, and the chelev and the giranasha of the uber would have also been mutter. So the chelev is not, even though the isa chelev was there before, but it's considered for Yisachar Alisa purposes. It's not considered as if the Yisachar was Chal till the Vlad was born, because once it's born, it can no longer be Nita B'Shchita Simo. Until it's born, there was a theoretical possibility of shechting the mother, and the chelev of the uber would have been mutter. Once it's born, the chelev can't be mutter. So that's considered as if all three are chal b'masachas. Nitra for the uber became trefa imitzias ruba. So the one who thinks three times malchus thinks eiv menachai is chal right away when it's born, because beim menachai lo ivorim emetus. A live animal has a shame eiv menachai. And nitra for imitzias ruba, it's a trefa. And the Yisra Chelev was also Chal then. Bahari Hadari Kos, everything was Chal simultaneously, because up until the time that the Vlad was born, it could have lent itself to the Heter of Ben Pekuah. So for Yisra Chal Alisa purposes, it's considered as if it was Chal later. Uman the Amishdayim, and the other Amor who said over the name Rabbi Yechanan, that we only have two times Malkus. Which Malkus is he throwing out? It should have been all three. So he can give different suggestions. So the Gemara is going to shoot off different. We're not sure, but we don't know. He said in Eretz Yisrael, and the Talmidim didn't say over the whole story. They just said two times. Didn't explain why should it be two or three. Imanda Amishtayim. How can one version had it? You only get Tzvei Mal Malkus. So when did it become an Eiv Mechai? When you yanked off a limb later on. So that is a, that's ain't is a chal alisa. The isa eiv menachai can't be chal. The isa basim menachai can't be chal until you rip it off. So it already at the time that the uber was born, it already had the isa treifa nitra for mitzias ruba, and that at that same moment they had the isa of and they had the isa of treifa and what was the other one again? No, the Eiv Menachai says it's Chal later. Chalav. When it's born, it can no longer lend itself to the Heter Ben Pekur. So the Chalav and the Treifa are Chal simultaneously when it was born. And these are Basa Menachai. It's not going to be Eva here, it's going to be Chalav. It's Basa Menachai. These are Basa Menachai is only Chal later when you yanked off the Basa from the organism. Doesn't get to shame Basa Menachai until you detach it. So Yisachel, Yisatrefa, Ika, those are here, and Yisayv Menachai, and the Yisayv Menachai, Lo Yosichai, that's Ein Yisachel Alisa. Eiv Menachai doesn't mean Eiv Menachai, means Basa Menachai. The Chelev is not going to be Eiv, it's going to be Basa Menachai, won't be Chal.
So we won't hold that
Yisum
Mosif is
counts? No, you hold from Mosif, but he holds. The Jews have their own cheshmet. We don't consider the fact that was the machlokes hatanaim before. Rabbi Yehuda said like that. If Gidan Noshe is also even for Bnei Noach, so that should be considered an Isa Moisef. So this Gemara is not thinking like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is not accepting his idea. Even though when it becomes Basa Menachai, now it's even also for Bnei Noach, that should be an Isa Moisef. So we don't consider the Goyim. We only consider the Jewish customers. As far as the Jews are concerned, there's no Issa Maisif. So this is one suggestion. What's the Machlekes with the two or three times Malkus? The issue is, when was the Issa Bas Menachai Chal? Was the Chal when the moment the animal was born? Beimah B'chayah Leivorim Emedah, so all three were Chal simultaneously. Or they say, no, Beimah B'chayah Lav Leivorim Emedah, so the Issa Bas Menachai is only Chal later when it's detached. And then it's Ein Issa Chal Alisa. V'iboyis, Eimah, and if you want to, you can say differently. The Kuli Alma, perhaps everybody agrees. Beimah B'chayah Lav Leivorim Emedah. Everybody agrees that the Issa Bas Menachai is only Chal when it's detached later. And still there's room to argue the point, maybe it should be Issa Chal, U'b'meisi Issa Reivu, Chayla Issa Chayla, V'Issa Treifu, Kama Fligi. That's not like it. Do you apply Ein Issa Chal Alisa? There's room to say that the second Issa Eiv Bas Menachai is Chal, because it's even also L'B'nei Noach. Should be an Issa Moshe. My Sava Osi Chayl. One version holds it that you get three times Malkus, because Bas Menachai can be Chal on top. We're not sure. The E-boy same if you want, you can say a totally different version. We have three, four, five different logical possibilities. What are they fighting about? Whether Tzvei Mal Malkus or Dry Mal Malkus. It could well be the Kuli Alma, could be that the both versions of what Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabba Bob in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Barab in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So it could be the Kuli Alma, they all agree, Be'im Chaya, is Leivorim Emedes. Means the moment then the lad was born from its mother's rechem. It already had a shame basam and achai, and already had a shame chaylev. However, konshin nitra for lachmika, not that it was nitra for imitzias ruba. Came a trefa a year later. And that's the machlokes. Ubemesi isa trefa mechal isa eva kambefli. That's machlokes. Can isa trefa bichal on top of the other two? Why should trefa? Trefa is only also for Jews. Trefa is not also for Bnei Noach. So we, all the famous Tanoim, all over Shas, they all hold Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. Maybe there were Tanoim who hold Issa is Chal Al Issa, but that's not the accepted opinion. You have to have an Issa Moisef, an Issa Kolel, an Issa Basachas. So what's the machlokes here? And it became kontra nitra for lachamikan, became a trefa later in life. And that's the machlokes of the Mesi, Sheyavo, Issa trefa. Mesi is the Aramaic for coming. Should the Issa trefa should be chal on top, mechal, Issa eva kam befligi? That's the machlokes. Why should anybody hold that trefa can be chal on top of chaylev? Well, the chaylev is only this part of the animal. The trefa is going to be, the whole animal is going to be a trefa. So that'll be an Issa kolo. That may be an Issa Kolo. Let's see. So the Gemara says, and perhaps this is the machlokes. The Mesi Issa Treif and Mechal Issa Eiv come if ligi. Can Issa Treif be chal? An animal is a bundle of Eiv Menachais and a bundle of Basa Menachais. So the Issa Basa Menachais is already there. But the question is later when it became Nitra for, can Treif be chal on top of that? Mar Saba Osi Chayil. One holds, yes, it can be chal. What Mida Dehavi Achelev? What does that mean? There's a pasuk in today's Sedra, in Parshas Tzav. It's a repeat from Parshas Vayikra. It says, you're not allowed to eat chaylev adam. Not allowed to eat chaylev adam because chaylev is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbech, and dam is supposed to be nizrek al gabi ha-Mizbech. So even if it's not a korban, let's say today we don't have any korbanas, they're shechting animals in America, so you're not burning any of the chaylev. Still, the chaylev and the dam, officially of all animals, belongs lagavaya, belongs on the mizbeach, and we're not allowed to eat it. So the pasuk says in today's sedra, many of the macholas asuras are rasa ban olat say chametz bepesach. Is a machlokes hatanoim. The pasuk says you're not allowed to eat chametz bepesach. Never says you're not allowed to get hanoah. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. So one Tana, Rabbi Yosef Glili, says, Tamei al atzmecho. It's a pella. How can you, what are you, in your right mind, how do you come off to say that chametz bepesach is asmano mehechetes? And all the other Tanaim say, yeah, chametz bepesach is asmano. All machlokes in the Gemara, how do we know that it's asmano? So let's say in the middle of Pesach, I enjoy the smell of the freshly baked bread and cake and cookies. So on my way to shul in the morning, I'm going to walk across the street in order to smell. There's a Goyish bakery that's baking on Pesach. I'm going to go smell the reyach of the freshly baked cake and cookies on Pesach. So that says in Shulchan Aruch that it's asur. Chametz is asur bana, even though it's not my chametz, it belongs to the goy. I'm not in violation of Bal Yerubai Motzi because it doesn't belong to me. But I'm not allowed to eat it, and I'm not allowed to get hanor from it. So chametz is asur bana. What about chaylev? So the pasuk says, chaylev nevelev, chaylev trefa yiyasa l'chol melocha, v'ocha lo sachluhu. You're not allowed to eat chaylev, and you're not allowed to eat nevela or trefa, but it's mutabano. Nevela, trefa, it's mutabano. We have other psukim. It says, if you have a nevela, what do you do? So it says, you should sell it to a goy. Mochal anachri. Or it says, if you have a trefa, what do you do? So you feed it to the dogs. So you see, it's mutabano. So we know from the other pasuk, that nevela trefa mutabano pasuk says you can feed it to the dogs, you can sell it to a guy. Clearly, it's mutabano. This pasuk says even a chela nevela, the chela trefa, chela is also mutabano. It's also bachila, but it's mutabano. The Mishnah is give you details which macholas asuras are also bano. Pasuk b'chalav is also bano. Chametz pesach is also bano. Chulam bazara, if you shecht chulam bazara, it's also bano. Kach machutz is also bano. Or look like Karim, the Mishnah in the end of Temura gives you a list of which macholas asuras are also bano. Mishnah Kiddushin also says in mekadosh and isha, so our minig is we're not mekadosh bekesef, we give shava kesef, we give a ring. So the din is that shava kesef is din ki kesef, kiddushin kesef is good even if you give a ring. What if you give a piece of flesh? So also piece of flesh is a shavu pruta, a shavu kesef is dinik kesef, so it's good. What if the flesh that you give, what if the I'm giving something to the kala under the chuppah, that's also bahano? If it's also bachilim muta bahano, so she can feed it to the dogs, or she can sell it to a guy, so it's shavu pruta. But if I give her something that's also bachil, also bahano, so it's not shavu pruta, so the kiddushin are not chal. So the Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Kedushin gives you a long list of which machalas asuras are mutabano, which machalas asuras are asabano, if you mekadosh an isha. But they say, I know it's zayin mekudeshes. So the pasuk says in today's sedra, the chela nedela the chela trefi yeyose lechol malocha, it's mutabano, you can use it for whatever you want, for ochal osachlu, you're just not allowed to eat it. So the mashmos of the pasuk is, before the animal dropped dead and it became an avela, before the animal was nitrafor, it was a healthy animal walking around. The chelev was also the chelev when the animal was born and had chelev in it. So the chelev, isa chelev came first. When the animal dies, 2 years old, 3 years old, the big fat animal dies, so then it becomes nevela. So the pasuk implies chelev nevela, chelev trefa, the isa nevela is, or the isa trefa is chal on top of the isa chelev. It should be. Should be because it should be an Issa Kailo. Should be an Issa Kailo. Because it was Chelev when the animal was born, but it didn't become Nevela till it died. It didn't become a Trefer till it was Nitra for later. But the whole animal becomes a Trefer and Nevela, not just the Chelev. So that should, if you hold Issa Chalalisa be Kailo, that's a Machloike Satanan, but it's Issa Chalalisa Ide Kailo. So the Gemara says, this case, the animal became a trefa after it already was Eiv Menachai. It was already Chelev when it was born, and you hold Behemoth Chelev Armimetis. So when the animal was born, it was already, the Chelev was already Chelev, and the Bas Menachai was already Bas Menachai. But it became a trefa later. And the Machlekes, what he get three times Malkus, or four times Malkus, is the Mesa Isa Trefa, Mechala Isa Eva Kamifligi. That's Machlekes between Rabbi Abo quoting Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chia Barabba quoting Rabbi Yechanan, where they get three times Malkus. Two times Malkus, Machlekes is whether Isa Trefa can be Chal on top of Isa Chelev and on top of Basa Malachai. Masava Osi Chal, it can be Chal. How do you know? Based on the pasuk, and today said, "Mir dehavi achelev damar mar haTorah omer yavu isa nevela yochal alisa achelev yavu isa treifa yochal alisa achelev." The Torah says, "The chelev nevela chelev treifa yasa lechol malacha." That's in today said, "Yochal lo sachlu." Rashi quotes him from Yikra Zayin. That's in Parshas Tzav. So the Torah tells you that it is chal. Why? It's an isa kailo. Half of the Tanaim don't believe in kailo, but this pasuk sounds like has both Yisurim. Maybe there's an exception to the rule. Nevela and Trefa is Chal on top of Chelev. The Idach and the other Amor who claims that Rabbi Yechanan never said that, his version was Rabbi Yechanan says only Tzvei Mo Malkus. When the animal becomes a Trefa at the age of 2 years old, you don't say the Yisur Trefa is Chal on top of the Yisur Chelev and on top of the Yisur of Basam and Achai. Why not? But the Chumash says that Trefa and Nevela is Chal on top of Chelev. So why can't it be chal on top of Bas Menachai and on top of Chela? Why can't it be chal on top of Bas Menachai? On top of Chela, it can be chal. That's the pasuk. Chela and Deva, Chela Treifa. Yosel Chamalach v'Achalos Achlu. It means that it has both these surim. Nevela Treifa is chal on top of Chela, but one version of Rabbi Yechanan holds the Nevela Treifa cannot be chal on top of Isa Bas Menachai. Why? Why Bas Menachai is more chomer than Chela? The Gemara says yes. The Idach, and the other version holds you only get two times Malkus, the last line. The other version of Rabbi Yechanan holds you only get two times Malkus, you don't get a third Malkus. Why? Trefa can be chal, Trefa and Nevela can be chal on top of Chelev, but it can't be chal on top of Basa Menachai. Why? A Chelev hu dechal. The Issa Trefa and Nevela can be chal on top of Chelev, because Chelev is an Issa Kal, in a certain sense. In what way is an Issa Kal? So the Gemara has a concept in different mesichtas. The Gemara has, it's huta michloloi, the exact same part, the part, fatty part of the animal that in a behemoth would be an isa chelev, in a chaya is hetagoma. So that's called huta michloloi. That means that the isa chelev is, in a certain sense, has a kula, as opposed to aval eva menachai, abas menachai, the lahuta mechlolai. You never have a case of bas menachai that's going to be muta. Chelev of the behemah is also with koris. Chelev of the chayah is muta. That's called huta mechlala etzal chayah. But basa merachayah and eid merachayah is never huta mechlala. So that's mochamah. So the Gemara says lo. Then you would not say that the isa nevela or the isa trefa should be chal on top of the isa basa merachayah. So that's the machlokes, the two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. But we're not sure. We just heard the psak. We don't know what the case is. And depending what the case is, what's the issue? So there are four different interpretations.
Is Eidem Merechai applied to Ben-Pekua?
Mean Ashech, the mother. So the Shechit is Chal on the Ben-Pekua, so there's no din of Eidem Merechai.
So there is a possibility.
No, it's considered Nishchat. The Shechit on the mother is Chal on the Uber. It's just like if I Shecht an animal and still jumping around. So once you do the Shechit, it's not called Eidem Merechai anymore. Here by the Ben Peku also, since the Shechita of the mother is Chal on the Uber. Yeah. The next line of Gemara is going to be, till the end of the prayer, is going to be also a topic of Eid Menachai, but it's a totally different topic. Totally different topic.
You say Behemah,
Bechayel, Leivorim, Amen. We pass him not later.
No, but there was
There was an opinion like that.
Yeah, but there's no opinion that the behemah b'chayah a treifa matters.
No, that's not. Until it gets the treifa.
Well,
Kozman is not a treifa.
As long as it's alive, there's a possibility of it becoming treifa.
If and when it'll become a treifa, then it'll be an isa treifa. But behemah b'chayah ivorim menes means live animals are a bundle of eid menachais. As it stands now, even before you detach it, it already has the shame eid menachai. We paskin not so. It doesn't have the shame eid menachai until you rip it off. This week is Shabbos Hagadol, so we say a special haftarah to cover Shabbos Hagadol. But if not for the fact that it would be Shabbos Hagadol, we would have said the haftarah parshas tzav. Haftarah parshas tzav is mentioned in the Gemara, has honorable mention. Gemara doesn't mention too many haftarahs. Gemara mentions this haftarah because the Gemara has a din. You have to have, on Shabbos, you have to have a minimum of 7 aliyahs. Every aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim. So the Kriyas HaTorah has to have a minimum of 21 psukim, 7 times 3. So you have to have at least 21 psukim. And then when the Tanoim, whoever instituted, when they instituted Kriyas HaTorah, so the Haftarah has to have this minimum of 21 psukim also. So the Gemara mentions this HaTorah, Olasechem Sfu Al Zivchechem, doesn't have 21 psukim. The Gemara says, Hayitochen, you have to have 21 psukim. The Gemara says, no, it's Shalem and Yona. Since the whole Nevuah is completed in less than 21 psukim, so you don't need 21. That's what Tosis applies to the Kriyas HaTorah and Purim. Kriyas HaTorah and Purim, you only read, Vayava Amolek only has 9 psukim. So the Gemara says, you have to give 3 aliyahs. You can't make a surface, you have to give 3 aliyahs. Every aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, but the sum total has to be at least 10 psukim. How can you learn Kriyas HaTorah only has 9 psukim? So Rabbi Yosef Kara, the Mechaber Paskins, like that opinion in the Rishonim, you have to repeat the last pasuk twice. So you make 3 psukim into 4. If you read one pasuk twice, tzvei mol, so you read 4 psukim. And there are more Paskins, not so. There are more Paskins like the Paskins. They're just like a Haftorah. Has to have a minimum of 21 psukim, but whenever it's Shalom and Yonim, whenever you finish the topic is Ginruk, if it's less than 21 psukim, so the Kriyas HaTorah normally, under normal conditions, has to have a minimum of 10 psukim, but if you finish the whole thing, the whole story about Moloch is finished in 9 psukim, so it's good enough 9 psukim. So that's, the Gemara happens to mention this after. So there is a Gemara in Nida. That's what the Tanya begins with, this Gemara in Nida. The Gemara says, when a baby is born, the Malach HaMemun al HaHayroyin is goes on the baby, whether the baby is going to be a Chochem Gibor, the Oshir. Is he going to be strong or weak? Is he going to be rich or poor? Is he going to be smart or dull? But Tzadik V'Rosha Loikoma, that the Malach HaMemun al HaHayroyin doesn't make that decision. That's up to each person. The Gemara says, HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim. What do you mean, HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim? So the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, HaKol B'dei Shemayim means what color hair you're going to have, what color complexion you're going to have, whether you'll be able to have children, whether you're going to be rich, whether you're going to be smart. That's B'dei Shemayim. Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim means all human decisions. Whom you're going to marry, what you're going to do for a living. That's called Yir Shemayim. So that idea that the Gemara says, the Malach HaMemun al HaHayroyin, is gozer on every baby, whether it's going to be a chacham or a tipesh, whether it's going to be a gibber or a cholosh, osher or anani, that's what it says in the end of the normal haftarah. This week we're not going to say it because we said Shabbos HaGadol, but that's the normal haftarah. Koyamar Hashem, alisalel chacham mechachmaso, let a wise man not brag about the fact that he's smart. That was nigzam min hashemayim. Vayisal gibor bigvurasa. A strong person should not brag about that. Vayisal asher biyashro. The malach hamemun al hahirayim decides whether it's going to be a chachem gibor biyashro. Avot tzadik v'rasha lo yikamar the gemara said, because that's how kol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'yirei shemayim. Ki mizos yisalel achrei mesalel. What do you have to brag about? Haskel v'yadoy oisi. Are you an eved Hashem? Do you have yirei shemayim? If you have yirei shemayim, means that you worked on yourself. That whole statement in the Gemara that the Malach is Goyzer, Chachem Gibor V'Yosher, but it's not Goyzer Yira Shamayim, that they're just quoting this after the last two psukim in the after. That's from Yirmiyah. Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
Next week will be a
Shiram
on Pesach.
Yeah, Pesach, sure.
Maybe not to Shiram.
Oh, good for you. That's the place to be.
I'll see the Shiram.
Choices there. I have to stood up with me and